Reading Plus. The Gratitude of Tomas Pratesi. On his 90th birthday in 1970, Tomas Pratesi blew out the candles on his cake and gave thanks to Edward Post. His family looked around, puzzled. Neither his grandchildren nor his own children had any idea who he was talking about. Then he told them. It turned out that in April 1906, Pratesi had taken his young wife to America on their honeymoon. Everyone had told him to go to San Francisco because it was a beautiful city with a strong Italian influence. They were staying in a hotel downtown when a man began banging on all the doors. "There is going to be a terrible earthquake. The city will be destroyed." It was April 16th. The hotel workers urged the man to return to his room, but he would not. He kept warning anyone he saw. Everybody thought he was crazy. Finally, the hotel manager called the police. The man was taken away to a hospital for the mentally ill. At 5:12 on the morning of April 18th, people wished they had listened to the man. A big earthquake struck. Thousands were killed and injured. 75% of the city was left homeless. Not Tomas Pratesi, however. He got out of San Francisco. "First, my English was not so good. I believed the man. However, there was something about him. He seemed so sure about the earthquake. My wife was a careful person. She wanted to leave the city. I think he saved our lives. So many people died in the downtown area that day." Post, too, was killed when his hospital collapsed. Tomas Pratesi never forgot this odd man with a very strange but accurate vision of the future.